Welcome to Audio Articles. I'm Chris, the editor of the Articles Ministry at Crossroads Church. On our site, we have hundreds of articles answering the biggest questions of faith and offering biblical wisdom for the unique life situations that we all find ourselves in. But sometimes reading isn't super fun, so we created this weekly podcast to give your eyes a break and have the author of each article read their work to you. However you're tuning in, we thank you for joining and hope you enjoyed today's reading. Let's go.
Why is it so hard to make friends? Casey Bryant. True confession time. I've been seriously wondering if friends are still necessary. Okay, I know that sounds awful and even maybe a little bit cruel, but the older I get, the more I want to be alone. Don't get me wrong, I do have friends. Some of my closest friends are the girls I've known since preschool. However, the older we get, the easier it is to stop seeing each other or even check in with each other. I promise we have legitimate excuses for why we aren't better at keeping in touch. So if I really don't want to hang out with the girls I've been friends with my entire life, then why would I want to add more friends? Isn't it easier just to be alone? Is finding new friendships as an adult even possible? I really, really want to say yes to all of those questions, but my youngest daughter, Faith, decided to prove me wrong. And let me explain. A couple years ago, I was swimming at the pool with my spunky, at that time, five-year-old. Okay, maybe I wasn't swimming as so much as wading while she was splashing around me. She was a new swimmer at the time, without any help from flotation devices, and the pool had new possibilities for her. She loved the pool so much that every day when I came home from work, she already had her suit on and she was ready to go. Anyway, Faith was swimming. And then she spotted another little girl her age who I've never seen before. She immediately left my side to swim to the girl, and then she asked a very simple question. Do you want to be my friend? The little girl said yes. They exchanged names, and then they took off, leaving me behind. For 4 hours, they played in the pool, ate crappy food, built forts together, and even planned their birthday together. Faith had found a new best friend. I was also told that we were not allowed to leave the pool to go home until her friend was leaving. Heaven forbid she missed out on any bit of fun. It made me realize that as I have gotten older, the simplicity of making a new friend is getting harder and harder. And by my age, it seems virtually impossible. There are a lot of reasons why this happens. None of them are surprising. Life gets super busy. I just don't have the capacity to add a new friend to my life. What if I do all the work to get a new friend and they completely are draining? You know what I'm talking about. The friend that makes it all about them and how they are great. Nope, I don't need that in my life. There are so many reasons why I can easily dismiss somebody who could be a new friend. But if I'm completely honest, the main reason is I just want to be alone. But deep down, I know it's a problem and I have to learn from my five-year-old. She reminded me that God ingrained a need for community in all of us, and that when we are young, it's pretty instinctual. Then, the older we are, the more we turn this instinct down and eventually sometime even completely off. So the big question is, do I really need to turn this instinct back on, especially when I really don't want to? When we are alone, we have no one encouraging us, we have no one to share burdens with, and we have no one to have fun with. Life kind of sucks. Faith showed me that at the pool. Her fun went up tenfold when she met her new friend. So I decided to follow my daughter's lead, and I took a step. Instead of sitting on a pool chair that day watching my daughter play with her new friend, I moved over to the mom of Faith's new friend and started a conversation with her. I'm not sure if Jenny, the mom, and I will become friends, but I do know this has reminded me that I can't continue to put my friendships on the back burner. So I've taken a couple of steps to remedy my own forced isolation. Step one. One of my longtime friends planned to go out, and I actually went. It was so much fun. We laughed that my stomach hurt. Step two. I renewed a friendship that I thought was lost. I'm not sure why we lost touch, but I made the bold choice and sent a text message. That text turned into a meeting for coffee, which now has turned into meeting every other Thursday mornings. It's a friendship I desperately needed. And I didn't even know it until I put myself out there. It's still scary stepping out, especially when you don't think you need to, but God is continually showing me why I need friends. There will always be times when I cave in and choose loneliness. But, and this is a big but, God reminded me in 1 week how old friends can bring me joy, how renewed friendships can be revitalizing, and even how new friendships can bring hope. I have a choice to make. Even when it's not easy, I choose friends.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Audio Articles. Find all of our written and audio articles at crossroads.net/articles or click the link in this episode's description. Make sure to subscribe so you get the alert right away when the next episode comes out. We will see you next time.